We continue in worship. We turn to the scriptures. We're going to be reading 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 1 through 10. Last week, Pastor Karen Horan, who shared the message, talked a little bit about her call story as she was a teacher and kind of had that call to get involved in the church and then went into full-time vocational ministry. We hear another call story this morning, this one from Samuel. Now the boy Samuel was ministering to the Lord under Eli. The word of the Lord was rare in those days. Visions were not widespread. At that time, Eli, whose eyesight had begun to grow dim so that he could not see, was lying down in his room. The lamp of God had not yet gone out. Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called, "Samuel, Samuel." And he said, "Here I am." And he ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But Eli said, "I did not call you. Lie down again." So he went and lay down. The Lord called again, "Samuel." Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But he said, "I did not call you, my son. Lie down again." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, and the word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. The Lord called to Samuel again a third time, and he got up and he went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." Then Eli perceived that the Lord was calling the boy. Therefore Eli said to Samuel, "Go, lie down. And if he calls you, you shall say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went and laid down in his place. Now the Lord came and stood there, calling as before, "Samuel, Samuel." Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant is listening." This is the word of the Lord for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks for this time together, this opportunity to join together as a community of faith, to hear a word from you, to lean upon one another, to see each other, to listen to one another. God, thank you for the scriptures for today. I ask that you speak through me and in spite of me that your word might be proclaimed and we might hear what you would have to say to us today. We pray this in Christ's holy name. Amen. It's good to be back with you after a few weeks. Thank you once again to Pastor Bill Henderson and Pastor Karen Horan, who filled in the last couple weeks. And as always, Tyler and Pastor Ray and our staff who have helped continue ministry here so smoothly. What a great staff we have. So I was in my junior year of undergraduate school at University of Texas Pan America. I was trying to figure it all out. What was I supposed to do with my life? What was I going to do after graduation? I was in my junior year, and you know, once you get to your junior year, you're kind of hitting that downslope. You're supposed to kind of specialize in what you're going to be doing the rest of your life, and for me, I just wasn't quite sure what that was. I was going through the classes in order to do pre-med optometry, and I was just going through doing those things, trying to pass, get done with school, have a little fun, check off the boxes that I was supposed to check off each semester. Meanwhile, something else was going on inside of me that was kind of drawing me in this different direction. I would have never considered myself as part of going into full-time ministry in a million years until a series of conversations with the pastor of the church I would attend some Sundays with my grandma, who lived down in McAllen. We would often go to Luby's, rest in peace. Following service, I would get my favorite meal, the fried fish with macaroni and cheese, fried okra, a roll, and sometimes I would even get dessert. It was always a special treat to go to lunch with grandma following church, especially for a poor college student. I shared with Gerald that I was feeling kind of called to do more in the church, and although I really didn't know what that meant for my life, Pastor Gerald began to seek me out as I kind of struggled with that calling and would battle those questions inside of me, and he would listen, and he would ask questions, and he'd give me opportunities to serve, and he would put me in contact with others who could help nurture talents and gifts as well to make a difference. He planned a trip to go look at colleges and seminaries. He gave me my first opportunity to preach. And as much as I spent a lot of time working on that sermon, and I got up there to preach, and I think it was all of 4 minutes. 4 minutes. And even though I botched that first sermon, he saw something in me. He didn't quit. He helped me discern that call to full-time ministry, or I might have gone right past it. Before the scripture that I read this morning, a little backstory, Hannah was at the temple of Shiloh. She was on her knees praying fervently for a child. It was in the temple that she made a promise to God that, Lord, if you give me a son, I will give him back to you. The Lord listened to that request, that prayer of Hannah, the desire of her heart. She had a baby boy, named him Samuel, which means I begged from the Lord. And after he was weaned, Hannah placed Samuel under the care of the elderly priest Eli in the temple of Shiloh to fulfill the promise that she had made to the Lord. Samuel, now about 11 or 12 years old, has been in the temple under the mentorship of Eli for a while now, and the setting of the story and the reading is at the tabernacle of Shiloh, with Eli sleeping by the entrance and Samuel sleeping within the tabernacle near the Holy of Holies, where the Ark of the Covenant was located. The scriptures say that in those days, messages from the Lord were very rare. Visions were quite uncommon. So Samuel, lying there one night in the house of the Lord, he hears a voice calling to him. And since he had never had one of those rare, uncommon messages from the Lord, Samuel naturally assumed that it was Eli calling to him. After all, you can imagine that Eli, being almost blind, would call on Samuel quite often to get things for him and to assist him as he grew older and weaker. And so in this case, Samuel got up and he ran to Eli and he said, "Here I am, you called me." And Eli says, I didn't call you. Go back and lie down." Again, it happens and again, it happens. And Samuel runs to Eli and says, "Here I am." He says, "I didn't call you. I didn't call you." And finally, Eli says, "If it happens again, say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" You know, this is a beautiful story, an important story for its beginning of Samuel's call to fulfill his plan and his purpose of God. Samuel would later become a judge of Israel and one of the most important prophets. And in fact, he was one of the last of Israel's judges and first of its prophets. It was Samuel who anointed both King Saul and King David to be kings. He had an important role to play in the Old Testament. And he played that role, he lived into that role because of a mother's promise to God and his openness to the voice of God. God raises up this prophet in the midst of trouble and does an unexpected thing in young Samuel's life. What does this do for us? How does this story influence our life today? I think more than anything, it reminds us of the importance of listening. Listening to God, being attentive to God, and listening to one another. We hear things all the time, but do we listen to understand? Sometimes it takes someone coming to us, a parent or a friend or a mentor or a pastor or Maybe someone that we don't even know to help us listen and understand God's calling in our lives. It was that way for Samuel. It was that way for me. God was audibly calling out to the boy. Samuel didn't recognize it until Eli caught on and told Samuel it was the voice of God. You know, today we have so many things vying for our attention, vying for us to listen to it. Media is often screaming for us for our attention. Sometimes it's hard to pay attention to the quiet, the subtle, the understated. Sometimes I think we need to just take time to get away, as Jesus often did, to chill out, to relax, maybe even take a nap. I plan on taking one a little bit later on. Sometimes when we have a lot of things going on and deadlines to meet and little sleep and a lot of tasks, sometimes it's hard to hear that quiet voice calling to us. And I don't have to tell you how many voices we have calling to us. We feel stretched. We feel pulled by the demands and the noise they make. But my prayer is that, my hope is that we make reasoned, intentional effort to slow down, to listen, to hear the voice of God. You know, listening is one of the most important, maybe the most important sign of love. Samuel listened to the voice of God and became a great man. We will become greater men and women if we listen to the voice of God speaking to us. And even equally important, if we listen to one another and seek to understand. Samuel was attentive to those around him, eagerly responding to what he thought was Eli's call. Had he not been listening, both he and Eli would have missed what God was doing in their lives. God doesn't call the equipped, but he equips those who he calls. He gives words, he gives strength to accomplish the tasks that he puts in our path. In the verses following, verses 11 through 20, we read that Yahweh's message to Samuel was surprisingly negative, announcing the impending doom of Eli and his legacy due to the sins of Eli's sons, who he had failed to constrain. Samuel appears to have great respect for his mentor and is very reluctant to share that message with Eli. But Eli is insistent on for Samuel to tell him what God told him. And Samuel recounts the message he received. Eli accepts the message, and the chapter ends as Samuel was established as a prophet of the Lord. You know, I believe that God is calling each of us to do something, whether it's our life's vocation, whether it's to become a friend to someone, whether it's to forgive someone, whether it's to take a class. God calls us to all sorts of things. Sometimes God's voice can be hard to discern by ourselves, but there are Elis to each of our Samuels out there listening with us, helping us to hear. And by listening to God, even within our community, we can discern together the ways God is at work in our midst. You know, I don't know what would have happened if I would have ignored that calling, if I would have ignored people affirming the call to ministry. I don't know what I would have been doing. Maybe I would have been a depressed optometrist instead of a happy pastor. But God speaks to us in many ways. May we spend more time listening And in our listening, may we be prepared to change, to become, by the grace of God, new people. And so the next time maybe you hear a nudge, feel a nudge, hear someone calling to you in the night, it just might be God. When you hear that call, may you respond as young Samuel did. Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. Let us pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks for this time together. We give you thanks for the opportunity to be together in this place, to know that you call each one of us to something, to do something, to say something, to be something, to live out our calling as you have created us to do. So, Lord, we thank you for never giving up on us, for calling us as young people and more experienced folks, as we live our life for you. We love you and we thank you. It's in your holy name we pray. Amen.